Hey everyone, this is Steven. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As you know, this is a weekly podcast. This is Steven's Week. I give you the updates on marketing and technology in a fast and easy way. So thanks for listening in. As you know, the original version of this podcast is a YouTube film on my YouTube channel. If you would like to see the original version, please go to youtube.com/Steven Van Balagam. Enjoy this episode, everyone. If you want to do me one favor, please give a review to this podcast. That helps in spreading the word. If you like it, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy this podcast, everyone. Right now in the US, 50% of the doctors are using remote meetings with their patients. They're not seeing each other in real life. They are using specific healthcare related tools to talk to their patients, or they're using free tools like Zoom and other platforms to have remote meetings with their patient. Last year, only 18% of the US doctors were willing to use remote meetings. Today, this is 50%, and it's increasing rapidly as more and more people are concerned about the symptoms of COVID-19. They want to talk to a doctor, they're afraid to go there, so they are really turning to these remote methods to see a healthcare professional. Zoom published some new results. In December last year, they had 10 million active daily users. In March, they had 200 million active users a day. Now in April, they had 300 million active users a day. And this is interesting. It's an increase with 50%, even though they were in the middle of a storm related to security and privacy. So the question is, those 100 million new active users, are those consumers that are using it to have like a virtual drink with their friends, or are these potential clients that in the future potentially will upgrade from a free account to a paying account? And many large corporates are not willing to work with Zoom right now. So this is going to be the challenge for Zoom. They are boosting their number of users, and I understand why, because I also feel it's like the most convenient platform to work with at this moment. But their challenge is going to be to make sure that all those free users become paying users in the future. So that's going to be an interesting when they release their results in a couple of weeks. All film festivals around the world are canceled, of course, because of COVID-19. But we're going to have a virtual film festival at the end of May, beginning of June, organized by YouTube. YouTube is gonna call it We Are One, and it's a global film festival where all the local film festivals are now working together, and they're gonna broadcast the films, they're gonna have documentaries about the films, they're gonna have panel discussions. It will last for 9 days. It will start at the end of May, will go through until June 7th. And this will be ad-free, free of admission, to support the movie industry and at the same time ask people for donations to fight against COVID-19 and support healthcare workers around the world. And the question is, of course, what will happen after this crisis with film festivals? Of course, we're going to have real-life film festivals, but it would be really interesting to see how we could add a virtual layer on top of that. And I think this is going to be the conclusion for many industries, where we used to have boundaries between digital and offline, between online and offline. I think those boundaries will decrease and will almost disappear. If I talk with event organizers now, they really hope that we're going to have real life events during fall, but at the same time, they're considering to add a virtual layer on top of that. So the boundaries between on and offline will disappear, but for now, we're relying on online. So a great initiative by YouTube with this We Are One film festival. Spotify shared some results this week, and for them, it's not that easy. They told us that every day now looks like the weekend, because you do not have a morning commute anymore. And a morning commute and an evening commute are typically the moments that people listen to music, listen to podcasts, especially the podcast listeners are decreasing at this moment. And they see an increase in listening to Spotify on other devices like TVs and game consoles. But also the advertising business is going down, and they even see that some of their subscribers, mainly in the US, are canceling their subscription because of COVID-19. So not so easy at this moment for Spotify. This was also the week that companies like Microsoft, Facebook, and Google came out with financial results and new plans. And it's clear that there's some up and downsides of the crisis to these companies. Like Microsoft increased their revenues with 15%, and first quarter is until the end of March, so we don't know yet what April will do. But their CEO said that the last 2 months for Microsoft, in terms of digital transformation and speed of digital transformation that they see among their customers, is comparable with what they've done in the last 2 years. So these 2 months have boosted companies to the cloud, and the main source of growth for Microsoft is coming from their cloud business, which companies need right now to install their full remote offering to customers and to employees. Google and Facebook came out with positive results. Google had a higher income in the first quarter than what analysts anticipated. Same for Facebook, even though there's still some, you know, 2 weeks of lockdown in this first quarter. And then, of course, they see that the advertising income is decreasing sharply in April, so they don't know yet what the second quarter will do. But Google was optimistic, and Google can see that in some markets they're getting again traction and advertising investments are starting to increase again. So that's going to be interesting to see how that will evolve. And more news from both Google and Facebook. They are both now moving full force into the market of remote meetings and virtual meetings. We have Zoom there, we have Cisco with WebEx, we have Microsoft Teams. Of course, Google has Hangouts and other solutions as well. But now Google started with Google Meet, and they offer it completely for free for everyone until September so that we can try it out and experiment with that. And Facebook started with Messenger Rooms, where you can have virtual meetings on the Facebook platform, also offering this for free at this moment to their customers and to the world. So you see how all these big technology companies are now moving fast forward to capture a part of that market and are facilitating their communities to interact in a more digital way. As for Facebook, they now have a community of more than 3 billion people in their entire group. So Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, in total, more than 3 billion people around the world use their services. So you can imagine the enormous potential they have to leverage other services to that large community. But for now, big tech companies mainly came out with positive news this week, and it's going to be interesting what we're going to see next quarter. But for now, it was, yeah, strong results for that.
Thanks for listening to Steven's Week, my weekly podcast about the updates on marketing and technology. Don't forget to give a review to the podcast. That really helps me. And enjoy your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.